Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
10 minutes after nine, and the Junction, Cambridge Junction, is 30 years old this weekend, and there are some celebrations happening. Arts producer Emma Boswell is here. Good to see you again, Emma.
Nice to be here again. Thank you.
It must be pretty hectic. Are you putting balloons up?
We are. Yeah, that's the biggest stress at the moment. Like, how many do we have? Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, it's very, very busy at the Junction at the moment. If you see any Junction staff, make sure to give them a hug, because we are very much preparing for our party on Friday. But excited.
So how do you put together something like this? Do you look back or do you look forward?
Totally. Well, it's basically a case of that we've had so much history at the Junction. Obviously, 30 years is such a long time, and a lot of people who live in Cambridge or live surrounding to Cambridge will have memories of it opening and like what caused like the need to have a space like this, including like the Cambridge riots and stuff like that. So we want to make sure that we're incorporating all of the history of the Junction and all of the variety of performances and different things that we have and people that have passed through our doors. And so that's why a couple of the things that we've got going on Friday are looking at the heritage of the Junction, including we've had a film made by two artists called Hunt and Darton, who we've worked with a lot, and they went around interviewing members of the audience for so many different shows that took place in December time. So we've got some great stories from people about like lost nights that they've had at the Junction.
Fantastic.
Nights that they wish they remembered a bit more of, or like the favourite acts they saw, and we're going to be screening that at our birthday party. So that's exciting.
And will there be an opportunity as well to see that online, perhaps, later on as well?
There will be later on, but if you want to be there for the first watch of it, which I think will be a very good experience because we're all going to watch it together in the J1 Art Space, that's kind of an exclusive that you only get if you come to the party. Yeah, yes, you will be able to see it later as well.
I would have thought there are still many people around Cambridge who would have been on that opening night, who have seen John Peel snip the ribbon.
Absolutely.
And have been to the Junction as regulars for one thing or another ever since.
Totally. And it's so interesting because I'm relatively new to Cambridge. I've only been here for less than a year. And it's so interesting for me to meet people who say, I remember when Cambridge Junction was just a building and a really muddy kind of like old castle yard. And it was just kind of like there wasn't much around it, and they would like trudge there to go to the clubs and stuff like that. And it feels like it's quite different now. Obviously, it's in the leisure park.
The leisure park's been built around you hasn't it?
Absolutely.
There's still cows around Cambridge, you're pleased to know.
I'm lucky about that.
So in terms of the memories, who do you have coming along who people will be familiar with over these 30 years of the Junction?
Well, on the birthday party, we've got a variety of things. We've got music from Mr. Wilson's Second Liners and some of the Cambridge music scene's favourites, Max Bianco and the Blue Hearts and Chris Fox. And then we've also got a newly commissioned performance from a performance duo called Lone Twin, who are amazing. And we've commissioned them to make a 45 minutes to an hour long piece, which is just about Cambridge Junction and the history of Cambridge Junction. So they've been engaging with various members of the audience. They've been finding out stories. They've been looking at our Cambridge Junction Lost Nights and Love Songs memory sharing group, where people have shared the most hilarious memories.
Can you give us a few?
The memories, I'm going to have to save them. You've got to see them on the night.
Okay.
But there are some really wild stories, especially from Rob Tinkler, as I'm sure you'd imagine.
Robbie looks after your music program.
He's got some stories that he's sharing. I'm sure he's got some that he's not. But and then we have, so Lone Twin have made this performance, which is looking at our history, but it's also looking at kind of like imagined history. So what, some things are true and some things are like, well, what, imagine if this had happened. And then they're looking into the future as well, like what's Cambridge Junction going to look like in another 30 years? So that's really exciting. So yeah, it's going to be a very varied night, but and obviously we've got like DJs and other things. It's going to be a party, starts at 7 and goes on till 2 a.m. so we can properly celebrate our birthday.
Brilliant. And you can get tickets for this if you want to still.
Yes, you can. We've got tickets available. The tickets are £19.90, which I hope people will appreciate, because it's also, that's the year we opened, so
very good.
We thought
love
that was
it.
Quite nice. So yeah, we've got a bunch of tickets left, but it will be a really, really nice night.
Yeah, I'm sure it certainly will. One of the things I always love at the Junction, if you're in the reception area, I think you've got these old posters of people who have played the Junction in years gone by, and there are just name after name
Huge stars.
Who may not necessarily have been stars back then, which kind of implies that you go along now and you're seeing somebody who in 10, 15 years' time might find themselves,
yeah.
Maybe coming back to the junction, or maybe not coming back to the junction.
Going to arenas, yeah.
And they're more interested in stadiums.
We're very much like the next big thing space, I think. Like, if people like Ed Sheeran, Amy Winehouse,
yeah.
Blur,
amazing.
Like, you look back and you think, like, wow, that was in J1. Like, that's where I walk through every day to go to my office. Like, it's really, yeah, it's an incredible venue.
And in your office, you'll be planning a new arts season, which
yes.
you've got coming up. So once the celebration, once you've taken the bunting down and swept up the mess on the floor,
yeah.
what do we have to look forward to?
We've got a bunch of really exciting things coming up. Just actually today and tomorrow, in fact, at Cambridge Junction, there's a dance festival called Fest and Fest, which is an international dance festival. It's following the same model as all of our arts programmes. So it's pay what you feel from £2.50 for every show, or it's £5 for the whole day today and the whole day tomorrow. And we've got some really incredible artists coming along. There's Janine Harrington has a piece called Screensaver Series, which is just a really gorgeous piece of dance. Like, it's called Screensaver Series because it looks like, you know, when you leave your laptop to go onto a screensaver and you get all those really amazing images, or that you used to on the older computers. It's like dancers doing loads of like symmetry with loads of colours and stuff like that. It's going to be incredible. And then tomorrow, as part of that festival, we've got Marika's Cry Cry Cry, who's an incredible choreographer and performer, a really, really kind of like rising star in performance, is coming to do that. So that's just today and tomorrow. I thought I'd slip that in just while I'm here. And then other things that we've got coming up this month and next, we've got a couple of world premieres. UK premieres. World premieres would be quite special, but UK premieres are still pretty good. And one of those things is we've got an artist called Louis van Haverbecker, an international artist. It's coming on the 27th of February. It's going to be a very interesting piece. There's a lot of surprising things that happen. I don't want to give too much away, but there might be someone making a waffle on stage. There might be something to do with a bicycle. And it's kind of looking at what's normal and normal.
What's his name again?
Louis van Haverbecker.
He sounds very Dutch.
He's from Holland, I think. Or
yes,
Belgium.
Belgium. So Flemish, bicycles, waffles, yeah, that kind of figures, really.
Yeah, it's going to be like a lot of stuff happening, like a very, very interesting experience. So for people who kind of like things a bit out of the ordinary. Also, what a nice chance to see a UK premiere. And that's on the 27th of February. And then before then, on the 23rd of Feb, so that's on a Sunday, we've got another international artist coming over, and that's Ant Hampton, and we've got a piece called Crazy But True, which is it's 3 hours long, it's drop-in, it's like an installation piece where children are cast as experts, and they wear headphones and they're fed facts through these headphones, and they deliver these facts as they're read, and some of them are serious and then others are very funny.
How old are the children?
They're ages 8 to 11, so
excellent.
That's one of the things I really wanted to make sure that I said whilst I was here, is that anyone can get involved if they're in that age bracket. So
time.
Yeah, totally. If you've got a couple of children, or you've got nieces or nephews or friends who are aged 8 to 11, do encourage them to come along. It is free, but it helps us out if you book tickets beforehand, just so we can know how many people are coming. But yeah, you just come along and you get given the headphones at that time, and then the adults can sit back and then watch as their children deliver facts about the fact that, well, one of them's that bees have hairy legs. I don't know if you knew that. but now you do. There you go. Yeah, so that's coming up on Sunday the 23rd, and it's also it sits after a circus piece that we've got earlier that day called Box, so if you want to kind of have a whole family day out, you can see this circus piece and then hang around for this. But also CBT Crazy But True is not it's across all audiences, so even if you don't like know or have children, it's definitely worth coming along, because it's a really kind of like eerie but entertaining kind of piece.
Ooh, I like it. Eerie, yeah. But entertaining.
Yeah.
Good.
There is so much going on.
There is so much going
much
on.
Going
Do
on.
I look stressed?
No, not the slightest.
But you also look kind of like thrilled about everything as well.
Totally. Totally. I'm very excited.
Well, good. Well, Emma, thank you always for coming in. I'm just saying, come back again soon.
You'll have to come back.
Tell us about the next batch of stuff.
Every 3-4 months, come back and give us a little update with what's going on.
I'd really like to, because there's always so much. And of course, the art season is pay what you feel from £2.50. So it's just worth taking a risk and coming along to see something.
Love it.
So accessible.
Thank you, Emma.
Thank you very much, Emma.
Cambridge 105 Radio.